This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Floods unleashed by days of heavy rain have wrecked crops, blocked roads, and washed away bridges throughout India since Friday. Dozens of souls have lost their lives in the weather. Officials said on Wednesday rescue efforts continues for those stranded. There's big money in the vaccine business. Johnson & Johnson registered $502 million of global revenue from its COVID-19 vaccine in the third quarter, bringing year-to-date vaccine sales to $766 million. J&J, which sells the vaccine for $7.50 per dose, still expects to generate $2.5 billion of COVID vaccine sales this year. Production of the Ford Mustang Mach-E began in China on Monday as the automaker looks to expand to the world's largest market for electric vehicles. The SUV is being manufactured by Changan Ford Joint Venture Operation in the central Chinese city of Chongqing. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Musician Kanye West has legally changed his name. Chris Barnes reports. God showed me the way because the devil's
trying to break me down. Don't say you didn't get the memo. A Los Angeles judge has approved the request of rapper, producer, and fashion designer Kanye West to legally change his name from Kanye Omari West to just Ye, with no middle or last name. The petition filed on August 24th, citing personal reasons for the change, but Ye explained the reasons for the change in a video obtained by Entertainment Tonight.
I believe Ye is the most commonly used word in the Bible, and in the Bible it means you. So it's, I'm you, I'm us. It's us. It went from being Kanye, which means the only one, to just Ye, just being a reflection of our good, our bad, our confused, everything. Now I'm just more of a reflection of who we are.
Ye was also the title of his 2018 album.
We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
With Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg away from his job for an extended paternity leave, the supply chain problems worsened in America. Pete made the TV circuit over the weekend. Mr. Buttigieg on CNN.
Even though I've been on paternity leave and I'm proud of it, obviously given the nature of my job, when you take a job like mine, you understand and accept that you're going to have to be available 24/7 depending on what's going on, and you're going to have to engage, and I did, even if that meant taking a phone call or making a decision from a hospital room. But I am so thankful for the phenomenal work that my colleagues at the Department of Transportation have done and are doing, and I'm thankful to be part of an administration that is walking the walk on our family values.
Montana Representative Republican Matt Rosendale on Newsmax Tuesday said Buttigieg is in over his head, and his previous experience as mayor of South Bend, Indiana, isn't enough.
They're grasping for excuses on how to explain away the supply chain problems. We've got ships that are anchored off of the coast of California. We've got shelves that are going empty. We've got Christmas just on the horizon. And we've got this administration putting out additional policies to make it even more difficult to keep our shelves filled up. They've got mandates that are going to keep truck drivers off the highway and dock workers off of the docks. And it just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Instead of going going out and trying to make sure that we can get these supply chains loosened up so that we can get shelves filled and people back to work again.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. With us right now is John O'Connor, the legal analyst, author of Postgate, How the Washington Post Betrayed Deep Throat, Covered Up Watergate, and Began Today's Partisan Advocacy Journalism. Well, John, how are you?
Great, Bill.
Well, good to have you with us. I want to talk about this recent article you wrote about, the second Facebook whistleblower comes forward wanting to testify before Congress. I mean, the first Facebook whistleblower exposed, you know, some, I guess, manipulation, for lack of a better word here, that I think the first Facebook whistleblower was presenting. There was an alternate agenda here. I mean, it just seemed to be rather manufactured. Now we've got a second Facebook whistleblower coming into play. What are we to make of this?
More manufacture. They're both of the same ilk. This first one was named Hogan, and this one is Haugen, and this one is Zhang, I guess. But they both are of the same ilk. They want to have more censorship. They want to cut out all this hate and disinformation. Well, the hate and disinformation, strangely, all sounds like conservative thought. You know, I'm sure there are a couple things that happened, especially in foreign governments. This one is worried about foreign governments and how they might be manipulating the public opinion in their countries. But, you know, I mean, why not just have free and open expression, no matter who does it, and people can be smart enough to figure things out for themselves. But it is notable that this one person, this Sophie Zhang, who was a low-level employee, and she sort of she complains that low-level employees have all this authority over whether to censor or not, and she thinks that there ought to be more of it. And what she's really saying, which is kind of scary, is that there are a lot of low-level employees who do censor all the time, just willy-nilly at their own instance and request. There are no real guidelines. It's just, let's cut out hate and misinformation. Well, guess what? We have a lot of low-level employees who have certain political agendas, and they're enforcing them. And there's not really any thought about this thing called free speech. It's sort of an antiquated notion.
Right. Well, yeah, because they want you to use their free speech, not your free speech. So that's not free speech anymore at all. And this is what's laughable. But by the same token, it's dangerous because this compromises the underpinnings of our democracy, does it not?
Well, it sure does. And let me give you an example here. Sophie Zhang was very upset about the Russian interference in the 2016 election. And that's why she went to Facebook. Now, she hasn't yet gotten the message that there really wasn't much. There are a few bot farms that was very, very little really of any import or effect on our elections from Russia. I mean, it was just silly, you know. It's just a normal bot farm trying to get eyeballs. This happens all over the place. But you notice that she does not seem to be too upset by the Russian collusion hoax, which sort of permeated our airwaves for, 3 years. Yeah. So, so that's the problem, is you have censorship by people who are very unsophisticated. They're younger people. They don't know up from down. And they usually have a very progressive agenda. This woman, I think, is transgender, and that's cool. That's fine. But, and she's very much woke to that as well. Mm. So
right.
I guess I just don't think these people should be determining what we read and what we don't read.
Well, of course. I mean, but this is what the system has allowed, and Facebook is promoting this kind of censorship, and our government is going along. I mean, this has been a problem. This isn't something that just happened in the last 2 weeks here, John. This has been going on for quite a while, and our Congress is afraid somehow. I don't know what's going on here, but they're afraid to tackle this Article 230. Every once in a while, you know, they almost act like they've got a spine and they say something against it, but it's just all for show. It's just about as much show as these whistleblowers are giving us.
Well, really, Section 230 is supposed to promote free and open expression. And what it's done, though, is it has allowed arbitrary suppression of speech. Interestingly, and there's no consequence for that. I mean, the whole idea of Section 230 was if Bill Martinez went on your site and said something that somebody didn't like, you can't sue the platform provider, and that's fine. But it also allows someone to censor Bill Martinez, and that's the issue. And I think what we should do is go a step further than 230 in terms of freedom of expression and say, look, these people are common carriers, these platforms. They've got to let everybody ride on the common carrier, except for cases, I suppose, of child pornography and, you know, obscenity, that sort of thing. But other than that, if it's an idea, it should be expressed.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, well, see, the thing is, is there redundancy here? I mean, doesn't our Constitution afford us that? Why do we need another regulation or something? You know, did our founding fathers, did our Constitution not already cover that?
Well, that's right. But the problem, as I say, with 230 is that it really gives these folks free rein to censor. And that's what's sort of bad about it. Originally it was meant to protect them, and it does, publishing something that's defamatory. I understand that. You can be sued for publishing something that's defamatory. And this even goes further than New York Times v. Sullivan, and just as a mandatory prohibition against any lawsuit on that basis. In other words, they're more protected than the New York Times. But that's the problem. That's the problem. It now protects censorship. And, I think it's a bad deal, but they're complaining. Mm-hmm. These two whistleblowers are complaining, but not enough censorship.
Exactly. Well, yeah, and that's absurd, because they're building a case for this. I mean, this is all being orchestrated and manufactured, as you said. But, you know, I go back to the basic of just saying, look, this is what our Constitution says, and if we've got a regulation or some sort of, you know, new section that somehow has been introduced, well, then how come it cannot be interpreted through the Constitution? Doesn't the Constitution trump, you know, Section 230? Why does it allow for some end around to allow for something that was never the intent?
Well, the problem is that the First Amendment will be interpreted to apply to governments mainly. And so, because it's, Congress shall make no law, et cetera, et cetera. Well,
right.
So there probably is a need to even go further than 230 on this thing to make sure that these folks are common carriers. That's why I say we ought to do it, because if you don't do that, I mean, it gets back to the idea of, for instance, when railroads decided that they would charge farmers the maximum amount possible to bring their grain to market, and they're common carriers and they were discriminating. So that's how that started. And so
exactly.
I do think that there is a basis for doing something about this, but it's not in the direction that the progressives in Congress want. It's the opposite direction is where we ought to be going. These folks
exactly.
can be using this as some sort of an They want to encourage people to censor, quote, hate and misinformation, which, of course, is anything that conservatives believe.
Exactly. Got to go to break. We've got more from John O'Connor after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Minutes after the top of the hour, John O'Connor is with us, a legal analyst, author of Postgate, How the Washington Post Betrayed Deep Throat, Covered Up Watergate, and Began Today's Partisan Advocacy Journalism. John, as we were talking about Section 230 and having it go further, I guess, explained, but break it down for our audience in terms of, you know, the social media outlets being defined as a utility versus, you know, something else like a newspaper or something.
Well, here's the issue. The issue is with all this speech flowing across social media platforms, I think the concern was originally, gee, we don't want to be sued just because we put on something on our site or allow somebody to put something on our site that might be defamatory or otherwise objectionable and subject to litigation. So they wanted to protect people. They wanted to protect free speech. Section 230 is the law that says these social platforms really have immunity from being sued for that sort of thing. That's a good thing. The problem is that the platforms went a step further. They used 230 not to allow free and vigorous expression, but to clamp down on it. Now, if you clamp down and John O'Connor tries to post something and they don't like it and they take it down, I can't sue. I can't sue them because they can do anything they want. And so that's the problem, is that they have a bunch of censors. And why they felt the need to have armies. They have armies of censors. This Sophie Zhang talks about it. This whistleblower talks about how these are very low-level people that are doing the censoring. And her problem is they're not censoring enough. And they can do it if they want. They can do it if they don't want. And she doesn't like that. She thinks we'd have more supervisors forcing more of these low-level people to do more censorship. And that scares the heck out of me to talk about this, that we're going to be, you know, we're going to have 24-year-olds who are out there telling us what we should think and feel and believe. And, you know, for instance, somebody might say, my gosh, the climate idea is a bit overrated, a bit oversold. This global warming stuff is oversold. Well, if I put that out there, which I believe, by the way, I would get censored. And she wants more censorship for that sort of thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is amazing that here we are. We find ourselves in 21st century America, John O'Connor. And it's like we're trying to find a section of the roof that we can live on with these very capricious, argumentative, mean-spirited people that have no connection and want no connection with our Constitution. I mean, they can't bear to have a discussion. I mean, this is why the cancel culture has been, you know, was given rise, and unbelievably how they're able to still remain in the marketplace with such a small minority of people involved on the left, but yet they're pushing around the 90%. This is incredible, isn't it?
Well, it really is. And you think about it, it's an extension of the cancel culture that's been so ascendant on campuses. And now that cancel culture has now moved into big tech. And one of the things that's common to both big media, big tech, and the university system is they're all monopolies. They're monopolies. And they're not really subject to real competition. And so you have these kids get out of college. They want to do the right thing. They go to work for Facebook or Google or somebody. And then they try to censor speech because they have been taught that at their universities. So, and they have no sense of the real world. And so those are the people, unfortunately, that are controlling the regular people that are out there in the market working for a living. And, it is very anti-democratic. It is very, very anti-democratic in the sense that we do not get really free expression of ideas. We do not have a marketplace of ideas. It is a controlled and false marketplace of ideas where it is manipulated, and many buyers and sellers of ideas do not get into that marketplace.
Well, we're being dumbed down in the process here, aren't we, John?
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, our curriculum schools are being dumbed down. You don't have Western Civ. You don't have really critical thinking, true critical thinking. I'm not talking about critical race here, but I'm talking about critical thinking. You don't have that in colleges and universities. And now we have these people that are really very simplistic in their thinking. And it is. It's very dumbed down. Try to find an intelligent debate out there in these quarters, and you won't find it. And as a matter of fact, the ascendant elite do not like debates. That's terrible. That's considered misinformation, even debating. Try to find a progressive person who will sit down for a debate. It won't happen. And that's what Herbert Marcuse said in 1965. that's where everybody is now following what, on the progressive side, what Marcuse said. You cannot tolerate conservative thought. If you do that, the conservatives are going to win. You want radical socialistic ideas, you've got to control the other side and not tolerate them. Well, that's what's going on today. In the free marketplace of ideas, solid conservative ideas will win. And I say conservatives, really very liberal enlightenment ideas, marketplace of ideas, those are going to win. But people are trying to restrict that market.
Well, of course they are. I mean, here it is. I mean, we saw what's happening, you know, to your point about critical race theory. You know, the moms, the dads, you know, that are outraged. You know, we've seen the video there in board meetings, and now there's got to be super protection for these board members now, and because we have domestic terrorists, mostly conservative independents who are coming out just saying, heck no, we're not going to have that kind of teaching. We don't want that teaching for our kids, or these mask mandates. You haven't proven that my child should be wearing a mask in the classroom. What, you know, what is this all about? And so then it's a tyrannical move by these school boards. And so then what's happening in some of these communities is they're voting these school boards out.
Well, that's right. And so Merrick Garland is trying to come in on their side, on the side of the school boards, on the side of the teachers unions that want to be anti-democratic, that don't want to conform to the will of the people they're supposed to serve. So he's coming in like Big Brother on their side, threatening them, threatening the parents with prosecution as domestic terrorists. Well, if you read the domestic terrorism law, that makes Merrick Garland a domestic terrorist because he is using intimidation and coercion to try to affect the policies of a government that is not his own. He's a federal government guy. He's trying to affect the policies of local governmental school boards. And that fits the definition, ironically enough, of domestic terrorism. Now, I don't think Merrick Garland's going to prosecute himself, and I don't expect it. But I think he ought to lay off this and not say that some nice parent is coming in because he's upset about his kids being taught critical race theory or pornographic sexual depiction, that sort of thing. That they may or may not be right on that, the parents, but they have a right to come in and voice their opinions.
Well, when they're reading from some of the books and you hear. The pornographic language, it's very shocking. And of course, getting back to Merrick Garland, of course, he's got egg on his face because I don't know what he was thinking, that people weren't going to find out his son-in-law is involved with the CRT, with the CRT industry, and that here he is pushing that. It's like, wait a minute, you need to recuse yourself, don't you?
Well, that's right. He shouldn't be doing that. And of course, the whole Biden administration is really there to shill for the teachers' unions, the school board associations. And by the way, not all school boards are in line with this, by the way. But the ones who want to promote CRT and so forth, they're standing four square with them. And really what it is, it's not only our government acting as sort of what I would call mild domestic terrorists, but our government, our government is doing terrible things. They're squelching free speech. Now, we have a government that's squelching free speech. What? Things are not working right here, Bill.
No, not at all. Well, there it is. But look, if we the people do not stand up and put pressure back on our elected officials, and particularly at the local level, a lot of things can happen much much faster at the local level than on the federal level. But you got to start somewhere, and local close to home is a great place to start. He's a legal analyst, author of Postgate, How the Washington Post Betrayed Deep Throat, Covered Up Watergate, and Began Today's Partisan Advocacy Journalism. The attorney John O'Connor has been with us. Thank you, John. Take care.
So, as you guys know, Mark's gone.
The float artist at Fred's Floral just took off, days before the parade. They need a replacement before business passes them by.
And who am I going to get to finish the float?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
New surveys show that some Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Floods unleashed by days of heavy rain have wrecked crops, blocked roads, and washed away bridges throughout India since Friday. Dozens of souls have lost their lives in the weather. Officials said on Wednesday rescue efforts continues for those stranded. There's big money in the vaccine business. Johnson & Johnson registered $502 million of global revenue from its COVID-19 vaccine in the third quarter, bringing year-to-date vaccine sales to $766 million. J&J, which sells the vaccine for $7.50 per dose, still expects to generate $2.5 billion of COVID vaccine sales this year. Production of the Ford Mustang Mach-E began in China on Monday as the automaker looks to expand to the world's largest market for electric vehicles. The SUV is being manufactured by Changan Ford Joint Venture Operation in the central Chinese city of Chongqing. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's
800-985-1610.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go to be in the flow of the know, as they say. You know, it's that time of year when the seasons change and the holidays are nearly upon us. And in the Danish culture, this is known as the season of hygge. Now, when people seek comfort, joining us today is mom blogger and award-winning journalist Jeanette Kaplan, who is teaming up with Disney to show people how to hygge with the launch of a comforting new series of products based on the movie Frozen. Kaplan is also the founder of Hispanic Global and is an internationally recognized parenting writer who has shared her expertise on numerous network TV shows. And here we are. Everybody else is jealous because Jeanette Kaplan joins us now. Jeanette, how you doing?
Good, and you? Thanks so much for that great intro. Amazing.
Oh, hey, I mean, everybody's going to go around hygge. You know, they're going to think, well, what? That's not, you know, you're sounding like a Marine with a lisp or something. But no, that's not what it is, right?
No, that's not what it is. Hygge, it refers to that quality of coziness, that comfortable feeling that is so characteristic of Danish culture.
Yes.
Just think about, like, how you feel when you're cuddling up with hot chocolate close to the fireplace when the weather starts getting cold. Well, that exact same feeling is what Disney wants to bring to families everywhere with new products inspired by the popular movie Frozen. It's such a great way to combine storytelling, coziness, and to keep kids having fun and learning at the same time.
Exactly. We get to learn about the Danish culture. And by the way you spell this is why I had to pause for just a moment. I asked Jeanette, I want to make sure I'm pronouncing it correctly. It's spelled H-Y-G-G-E. Now, leave it to the Danish to make that come out hygge. But, hey, who am I to argue? I love the concept. Anytime we can cuddle and get warm around a toasty fire, I mean, how much better does it get than that?
Oh, it doesn't get much better than that. And also helps bring families together, which is why I think it's so important to create like a comfy place at home to watch movies together. It really brings you and your kids together in such a unique way. And if you use the hashtag HowToHyuga, you'll find so much inspiration and so many great ideas. And you can even celebrate Disney Plus Day on November 12th with a Frozen movie night and the debut of an all-new original series of shorts from Walt Disney Animation Studios called Olaf Presents, which sees Frozen's beloved snowman retelling several Disney tales as only he can.
Oh, that is so cool. I love this. You know, I love it. When Disney rolls things out, they do it in a way that is just totally Disney, and everybody else just sits back and gets jealous, right?
Everybody gets jealous, but they can also have so much fun, and it's so easy to bring home the excitement of Frozen 2 because there's so many fun products, and especially Storytime Olaf, which is a new product. It features three modes of play, and it's interactive. It responds to different commands. There are also other favorites for the season. Sing-along Elsa from Jack's Pacific, which uses music, lights, and a captivating do-it feature to take you through Elsa's full story. And we also have Holiday Celebration Elsa, a beautiful collectible doll. And for total human comfort, the Anna Blankie Tail is a cozy Disney blanket that will allow your little princess superfan to cuddle up and become their favorite character from the movies. And also, kids will love the organic cotton, really soft, frozen long johns featuring Anna and Olaf. So there's so many fun ways to bring this excitement home.
Well, we're talking with TV personality Jeanette Kaplan, mom blogger, award-winning bilingual journalist, is one of the top bilingual Latina influencers. Jeanette has taken her expertise from digital to broadcast to print media. So, Jeanette, we've got events, we've got interactive toys. Boy, this is a great season to create a real hygge with Frozen, right?
Totally, and there's also something really important. We need to spend quality time playing with our kids. Kids learn through play. And children will absolutely love playing with us, Frozen 2 Monopoly, or, for example, the Frozen 2 6-in-1 game set, which features their favorite characters and games like Bingo and Memory Match. Or we can cuddle up all together with the Sister Love Throw. And there's also a really adorable toy that kids will love playing with, Olaf's Sleeptime Light from PillowPets.com, which becomes a soothing nightlight and starts projecting all kinds of nightlights in a rainbow hue color to, in your ceiling. So you can have such a great time with your kids while they're playing and also putting them to bed.
Well, there's so much to talk about and so much available in creating hygge with Frozen this year. Is there any other favorites that are coming out this holiday season, Jeanette?
Well, there are so many toys because you can also dress up like your favorite Frozen characters or different costumes. Their pajamas, the toys are absolutely adorable. And let's not forget that Frozen is full of teachable moments. For example, it has so many valuable messages for kids, like some people are worth melting for, inspired by Olaf. Then you have the message of embracing your dreams, no matter how unlikely they may seem. And who doesn't remember that classic song, Let It Go? Such a powerful message. And always encouraging kids to be yourself and not apologize for it. And my absolute favorite one is that love is the most powerful magic of all. So you have the movie, you have the shorts, you have the toys, you have the blankies, and you can find so much inspiration online as well if you follow the hashtag HowToHyuga and tag at Disney Frozen to follow the conversation.
Well, I'll tell you, sometimes it can be a challenge talking with our kids, but I got to imagine this new movie with all the hygge accompaniment and everything. This is going to get our kids talking. I mean, get ready, parents. You may discover you've got some new kids that you didn't even really know before, right?
Well, that's the great thing about having these conversations with our kids. And the other advice that I have for parents is to always pay attention to what your child is telling you, what they're reacting to, what questions they have. It's always important for us to listen to what our kids are saying instead of telling them so much about the messaging. And just all those discussions really might bring new issues to light and will actually show you a different side to your child.
Yeah, chances are, and I know this has been somewhat humbling for myself, is that when you listen to your kids, Jeanette, like you're suggesting, boy, they teach you. They have a lot of depth. And I mean, my grandson, the last time I was in Hawaii with him, Jackson is just a little over 4 years old. And the wisdom that came out of this 4 year old's mouth, I just sat there and it was like my jaw hit the floor. I mean, it was powerful. So these are the kind of really opportune, you know, call them what you want, serendipitous moments that you could find with your children. As Jeanette says, if we listen more, I mean, you'd be surprised. You know, Hispanics always say that, you know, drunks and children tell no lies, you know, right?
So true. But again, repeating what you said, kids are our greatest teachers. And if we really pay attention to their perspective and what they're telling us, we can really see things in a fresh new light.
Well, she's a TV personality, mom blogger, award-winning bilingual journalist. Jeanette Kaplan has been with us. Jeanette, as we wrap things up, tell everybody where they can go for more information.
Well, you can use hashtag HowToHyuga on social media and tag Disney Frozen to join the conversation, share your own Hyuga moments. But if you want more inspiration, just go to frozen.disney.com. There are plenty of recipes, activities. You can shop for Frozen products and so much more.
Yeah, and we want to remind everybody that Hyuga is not spelled the way you're hearing it. The way the Danish spell it is H-Y-G-G-E, so you have to spell it out that way as well, right? Or can you get by with H-O-O-G-U-H, Hyuga?
We can't get away with that. If you are really Googling or searching how to Hyuga, you do have to spell it the correct way in Danish, which is H-I-G-G-E, yes. Just like you were saying.
H-I or H-Y? They told me H-Y.
Sorry, H-Y-G-G-E. Okay. Sorry, that was my mistake.
Yeah, we don't want to confuse our audience any more than we already have. But look at, hey, we're learning something about the Dana culture, and may you have a wonderful Hyuga winter with you and your family. This is our best wishes for everybody. Jeanette, thank you so much for being with us. You take care. Have a great day.
Thank you so much, Bill. You too.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
No doubt, we live in an upside-down world these days, and what we have to see is we've got to see the truth. We've got to see it really for what it is, not what they're telling us, but what they're doing, because the left and the progressives are, you know, they're pursuing their agenda and their goal, and it is not an America first or Americans first type of agenda. This is all about them and the ruling elite that want to take control of this constitutional government of ours. I mean, to such a degree that the DOJ is going to be using the FBI against parents. You know, I don't know about you, but when you hear terms like domestic terrorism and, you know, what happened after January the 6th, the fact that we have American citizens locked up, some in solitary confinement, even now, all these months later. And President Biden could care less the narrative that's being put out there. And but yet, you know, the idea of treason, how some of the talking heads from the mainstream media will echo treason. But there seems to be no evidence to that end. And oh, yeah, by the way, even the FBI did an investigation and said that Donald Trump was exonerated, that he didn't promote an insurrection after all. But of course, all the damage had been done by the mainstream media. Well, Pete Hutchinson joins us now. He is the president of Landmark Legal Foundation. His life has been a life of service to conservative ways, to our Constitution, and for the American people. Pete, cannot thank you enough for your dedicated service, 30-plus years of serving the conservative movement. Thank you for your commitment.
Appreciate that. I'm happy to be on your show. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk about how the Biden administration is using, and the Biden administration, by way of the Department of Justice, which supposedly and you know, repeatedly has insisted it's an independent third party, but it's kind of like the same thing that we saw happen under the Obama administration. It was wink, 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 but they still went ahead and did their did the president's bidding, and this seems to be the case here. Where now the president is saying, hey, you've got to go after these parents. You can't allow this kind of resistance to take place because they're making too much noise. And so now, in order to set the boundaries and the rule of play here, he defines them as domestic terrorists.
Yes, it's really outrageous. And you know, it's becoming an overused phrase, but it's not in this case that the Justice Department has been weaponized by the Biden administration as a tool to intimidate, harass, bring into line the American people. And of course, that's the definition of a domestic terrorist, by the way. But I won't call them that, but they are infringing on our constitutional rights. And you know, the silver lining of the COVID crisis has been that the curtain has been pulled back. Definitely. Our eyes have been opened, and we've seen what goes on in our federal and state governments, in our local governments, and we now realize how important local government is at all levels, mm-hmm. whether it's the mayor or the city council or the county council or the school board. Mm-hmm. And people who have for decades sort of been assuming that things are just going along as they should at the local level are realizing, holy cow, what have we allowed to happen? And we're going to stand up and be heard. Exactly. And to turn the federal government loose on local people is just such an outrage. They're going to pull people off the Afghanistan terrorism desk and put them out into, you know, middle America to supervise or to inspect our mail and our Facebook pages and our comments at school board meetings is just an absolute outrage.
Well, it's tyrannical, Pete, is what it is. And the people have to call it for what it is. And when you talk about the veil being pulled back, it's not only on the ideology, but it's those that are pursuing and promoting said ideology. You know, whether it has to do with Biden or Schumer or Nancy Pelosi, you've got to start calling these names out. I mean, an aspiring governor for Virginia, Terry McAuliffe, to make that statement that he made. I mean, that's Terry McAuliffe. I mean, he's one of the key influencers and leaders of the Democratic Party. He doesn't make statements like that very lightly. It's quite revealing, as you said. I mean, the exposure of this whole tyrannical movement is right there before our eyes. So, and they have the audacity to sound like, you know, the Marx brothers, you know, who are you going to believe? You know, you're going to believe me or your lying eyes, you know, when they're there right there with their hand in the cookie jar and crumbs all over their faces.
Well, Terry McAuliffe is a great example of the, kind of thug politician who has gotten away with for years and years has gotten away with pursuing his agenda without interference. And mm-hmm. it's sort of a bullying tactic. But if you look at local school boards, you know, of course, there are hundreds of school boards around the country that are not trying to indoctrinate our children with just wacky American hating ideals. But in big cities, typically, you know, in the blue states, you've got school boards that are essentially picked by the teachers unions because mm-hmm. they're the only ones who are paying attention, and they recruit the candidates and they support them and they get them elected when, you know, with 10% of the electorate showing up. You know, we've got to push back there. Mm-hmm. That is, and you know, there are a lot of Americans who would not call themselves conservatives. They probably don't even know what conservatism is or what it teaches, but it is time for us as conservatives who know what, you know, who understand the principles to seize the day and educate our fellow Americans on what conservatism really is. Mm-hmm. You know, it's oh, sorry about that noise in the background, but I'm at a car dealership.
Okay.
In the owner's office.
Okay. They're not hotboxing you to convince you that you need to buy now, right?
No, these poor people don't have any cars to sell, that, you know, that's another thing. But the point is that important point is that this administration is trying to have the federal government nationalize a local government. Mm-hmm. These mandates that the Biden administration is attempting to enforce are unconstitutional.
Right.
And, you know, you might support vaccines and think they're great, but the idea that the federal government is going to coerce and compel you to take one is completely unconstitutional. That is what's called a police power. Police powers are reserved to state and local governments under the Constitution. And that is why there's such pushback from people who understand, you know, such as police unions, because they understand where that power is supposed to lie.
Exactly. And you have some other, you know, freedom loving individuals like basketball stars saying, heck no, I'm not going to get vaccinated.
Right.
You know, people are walking off the job. I mean, corporate America, who's been in lockstep with this administration, is suddenly met with the reality that they're losing good people. I mean, you can't afford to lose 20%, some cases 50% of your staff. You're going to lose that. What's your future like when, you know, corporate America, I mean, their job one priority is survival. And they've got to grow their business. They're not going to grow their business with, you know, with half the workforce out. I mean, that's absurd. And you're losing people that are, you know, 15, 20 year veterans. You don't go to Costco and go down some, you know, aisle for some labor force and find somebody that's got 15, 20 years worth of experience that you can plug right in. That doesn't happen.
That's right. That's right. And it's going to be very interesting to see who blinks, you know, in some of these battles, like in Chicago, where the police union rightfully is standing up to the mayor there. And she, as usual, is trying to be a bully and has absolutely no respect for police officers or really for any American. They're so condescending and, it's a mindset that the left has, that we know better than you, and we are going to take care of you, and you better not open your mouth, just get in line and do as we say. And, you know, police officers are not very good at, being bullied. They stand up to bullies. They do it for us every day, and we need to take a page from them and do the same.
Well, you probably learned this in grade school, in kindergarten. I learned it at that time in the sandbox training session at a Catholic school, no less. And that is that you learned real quick that you had to bully a bully. You cannot be bullied. If you were, forget it. You're going to be tormented for the rest of your grade school career. And instinctively, I made the right choice and bullied back. And, you know, the kid ended up being one of my best friends on down the road. But, you know, that's how you treat bullies. But it is hypocritical, you know, what we're seeing, you know, whether it's the mayor of Chicago or the governor of California, who, you know, he puts out these mask mandates and they themselves don't follow, the president of the United States even. I mean, come on, you know, give me a break. And the American people are seeing this with their eyes wide open now. And this is why at the federal level, you know, President Biden's, you know, numbers, his popularity are in the tank. And even to the point that Terry McAuliffe says, well, you know, the president's not going to do any help here, you know, if I bring him to Virginia. So we'll just leave him and Kamala Harris home, I guess.
Well, we have to pray that McAuliffe does not win in Virginia, because that would be a terrible message to the left to reinforce themselves. But thank you so much for having me on.
Well, I appreciate it, and thank the dealership for loaning you the general manager's office there. And, again, we appreciate the cooperation. He's the president of Landmark Legal Foundation. Pete Hutchinson has been our guest. Pete, thank you for your time. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation, come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.